Welcoming you back in here. Will Cheshire now with you alongside Greg Armbruster here on J98. It's championship time. That's right. We saw the third place game. Central comes away with a victory over Park Hills and St. Genevieve with a buzzer beating win to capture third place on the girls' side. But now it's the girls' championship game. It's the number one seeded Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. They are taking on the number three seed and three-time defending champion Park Hills Central Lady Rebels. Greg, I don't know about you, but excited for the two championship games we have on tap tonight.
Yeah, we are going to have not only are the games going to be great, but the environment that they will take place in is going to be next to none tonight. When you have the Arcadia Valley Tigers and Central Rebels meeting up in this championship game, you have Central boys just topping DeSoto in that third place game. And now you have the Central crowd already set in place. Arcadia Valley's crowd, they're going to start to take shape, and this is going to really turn up even another notch from what we've had already so far.
Absolutely. And, Greg, we're going to go ahead and take a sign for a break. We're going to hear from the coaches, and then after we hear from the coaches, we'll give you some keys to the game. That's all coming up next here on J98.
Do you prefer a stress-free New Year's Eve? Join Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for an intimate New Year's Eve with an overnight stay in one of Chaumette's villas and arrive early for a champagne tasting before dinner. Menu choices include appetizers like lump crab cakes with remoulade sauce and lobster bisque, and entrees grilled New Zealand lamb chops with chambersan and rosemary glaze, and fresh fish from Honolulu. So have an early New Year's Eve dinner with great food, great wine, and great friends. Call Chaumette Vineyards and Winery for reservations at 573-747-1000.
Administration at Perryville School District 32 would like to show their support to all of their athletes. The Perryville School District commends their athletes and coaches for being dedicated and committed to doing their best. The district wants you to practice hard, play hard, but study harder. Remember, teamwork and determination will take you far. Best of luck in the future from everyone at Perryville School District. Have a safe and successful year.
By the head coach of the Park Hills Central Lady Rebels and the three-time defending champions of their own tournament here, Coach Josh Mapes with us now. And Coach Mapes, you guys got a couple wins under your belt as well, including the semifinal win on Wednesday night. Just what have you seen over the course of the last couple of games in this tournament that you hope to continue into tonight?
You know, it's a tough tournament. We came in, we knew we'd have to play a really good team in the semifinals with South Iron, and we did. And we knew AV or St. Jen, whoever it was going to be a really good test for us, and we're going to be in for a game tonight, hopefully.
Coach, you guys obviously with the targets on your back, three-time defending champs, though, got to be a good feeling for you, though, knowing, hey, we got a chance to go four championships in a row, and I believe this is the fourth consecutive year you guys are in the championship, correct?
It is. You know, I tell the kids everybody wants to beat you guys because you've been good the past few years, so you're going to get everybody's best game, and I believe that's true. And we're going to have to be ready to play tonight. AV's got a really good team and a really good player with Briar Johnson, and they're well coached.
Yeah, what types of things does Arcadia Valley do well?
You know, they push the ball very well, and they shoot the ball well. They got a lot of kids that are just basketball players. You know, they spend a lot of time in the gym, and they're going to be a good team that's fundamentally sound.
You talk about Briar Johnson and her skills. Just what types of things can you guys do to kind of limit her presence?
I don't know, honestly. She's going to score points regardless, but we're just going to have to try to limit her touches and maybe try to pressure the ball and not let her catch it.
On the offensive end for you guys, what's kind of the game plan?
I don't know. We've not shot the ball well. Hopefully we shoot the ball a little better tonight, attack the basket a little more. And, you know, we're trying to get the ball out and push it a little bit in transition because we haven't gotten any transition points this whole tournament. We're looking to get some easy ones.
Coach Mapes, thanks very much for your time. Best of luck tonight in the championship and fourth opportunity to get a fourth consecutive title.
Sounds good. Thank you for your coverage.
That's the head coach of the Park Hills Central Lady Rebels, Coach Josh Mapes, joining us here on the Coles Track and Equipment pregame show here on J98. Got more coverage for you coming up next.
When quality counts, you can count on.
If you've had a fender bender and you want it fixed right, take it to Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus. That's what Stacy Lynch of Barnhart did, and she says she made the right choice.
I was impressed. They're always friendly, and, you know, anytime I wanted to call and find out what was going on, they updated me and kept calling me and telling me that it's in this paint department or whatever. it's going to be fixed by the next day or whatever, and was really prompt on telling me, you know, okay, it'll be ready by 4 o'clock tomorrow, or, yeah, I like Redfield.
Quality auto body work performed by highly trained experts. That's what you'll get at Redfield Collision Center. Stacy Lynch of Barnhart knows that when quality counts, you can count on Redfield Collision Center in Farmington and Festus.
When quality counts, you can count on us.
Barrett Jensen Automotive is offering some outstanding service specials. Dennis Barrett says the first one involves $5 off on a lube, oil, and filter, which comes with a lot of extras.
We will do a free battery and battery cable check, free tire pressure check, free belts and hoses check, free wiper blade check, free brake check. We do all of that when we service your car.
That's not the only special they have.
We also have $10 off on the lube oil filter with a tire rotation. Now that $10 off basically pays for your tire rotation.
Barrett Jensen Automotive, downtown Fredericktown.
Now, by the head coach of the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers, Coach Adam Waddell. And, Coach, you guys get a chance to play in the championship game of the Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament, going against the third-seeded Rebels and defending champion Lady Rebels and host team as well. But first off, just how great is it to have an opportunity to win a championship tonight?
Well, you know, anytime you can get to this point of a tournament, you know, that's what you shoot for. And so, you know, it's nice to be in this situation.
Well, what types of things do the Lady Rebels do well that's going to present a little bit of a challenge for you guys tonight?
You know, I mean, they're just, they've got the experience, you know, I mean, of being successful over the last few years. And, you know, they're just so scrappy. They get after it and they, you know, they play hard and, you know, present a lot of problems for your guards.
Coach, you guys obviously with several wins already under your belt in this tournament. Just what have you seen over the course of the last few games?
You know, it's just, you know, for us, you know, we haven't played that great, I don't think, in the tournament. You know, we played okay, but we're... You know, we haven't shot the ball very well at all, you know, and so that's hopefully we'll shoot a little better tonight.
You guys get a practice in yesterday? Did you guys kind of use that time to rest?
No, we got a practice in. We don't take too many days off. So, you know, it was a good practice, you know, just talking about some of the things that we might see tonight. And so hopefully they're ready for it.
Yeah, clean up some of the things you were just talking about as well, I imagine.
Yeah, that's the hope.
Awesome. Coach, just what are going to be the keys to success in order to come out victorious tonight?
Well, like I said, you know, their guards really get after you, and so, you know, obviously turnovers are going to be a key. You know, I mean, if we can take care of the ball and get it where it needs to go, I think we'll be okay. But if we turn it over too many times, then we could be in trouble.
Awesome. Hey, Coach Waddell, thanks very much for your time. As always, best of luck tonight here, and try to get that championship.
All right, thanks.
Head coach of the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers, Coach Adam Waddell, joining us here on J98. We got more pregame coverage for you coming up next right here on J98.
New Year's Day is the last day of the after Christmas sale at Hefner. 40% off furniture and bedding, extra 10% off appliances, fast free delivery, or 0% till 2021. There's no place like Hefner's, Poplar Bluff and Farmington.
The choice of an insurance company is an important one. You want someone to provide you with the best policy, with the best price, and the best service a company possibly can. Welcome home to Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Hi, I'm Kim Fisher.
And I'm Chris Schamberg. Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company provides you with the best policy, the best price, and the best service we possibly can.
We are and will continue to be a hometown company with hometown values, servicing insurance needs in Perry County, St. Genevieve County, and in the surrounding areas.
You're at home with Missouri Alliance Mutual Insurance Company. Call our offices today in Perryville at 573-547-6633 or in St. Genevieve at 883-3520 or online at moalllianceins.com.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
Get back in here to the TJ Fullen Fieldhouse for the girls' championship game at the 61st annual Bob C. Crest Park Hills Central Christmas Tournament Championship. We are getting set to give you the stage here. It's a packed house, as expected, out here in Park Hills. Greg, almost getting ready to set introduce starters. But before we give you those starters, we're seeing an 8-1 Arcadia Valley team, a 10-1 Central team. Central got here by beating number 6 Bismarck, number 2 South Iron. Meanwhile, Arcadia Valley has gotten to this point with wins over number 8 Potosi and a 55-47 win over number 4 St. Gen. Greg, keys to the game for both teams in order to try to come away with a victory.
I think one stat that you can look at for these two teams, the Central Rebels on the season are allowing 38.3 points per game while scoring just short of 60. Flip that for Arcadia Valley, they score about 56 points per night while allowing about 45. So the law of averages, you know, it's going to buff out, but what average will be disproportionate by the end of the night? Which team is going to allow more than their average? Who's going to score less than what they're averaging so far? But this kind of environment for Arcadia Valley in 2013 and 2014, they were in this championship game and lost to Central.
And there it is, right there. So, Greg, we're going to go ahead and give some starters for you right now as we get set and ready. Arcadia Valley already been introduced. Jerica Brox, Josie Landrum, Kinsey Phelps, Michaela Moise, and Briar Johnson, your starters for the Lady Tigers and for the Central Lady Rebels. Brianna Seaton, a senior, Caitlin Holmes, Callie Thurston, Skylar Aminette, and Carissa Beltfield. Lots of familiar names there from last year's team that made it to the state tournament as we are getting set here for tip-off. It's going to be Briar Johnson in the center. She is a beast, a terrific young athlete, no doubt about that one. Briar Johnson has done great. 5'10 senior, trying to extend this and go out on a positive note here in the championship. She'll be opposed by Caitlin Holmes. We're set, ready, and the tip is won by Johnson into the backcourt, and with it is Phelps. Phelps throws it out to the left to Brox. Brox with it back to Phelps, working that top of the key. She's guarded closely by Carissa Belfield. Out to the right side with it. Now Moise. Moise out left. Spot up three ball from Briar Johnson and drills it. Tigers strike first.
A splash from Briar Johnson. She's going to be the heart and soul of how this Tiger team flows.
Belfield controls it on the right side. She bounces it back over to Skylar on Aminette, the junior. Now with it in the left side is Brianna Seaton. Seaton into the far corner, working it now around the perimeter. Dribbling it is Caitlin Holmes. And she throws it too high over the head of Aminette. Out of bounds, a turnover for the Central Lady Rebels. That's going to bring the Lady Tigers back with the basketball, already up 3. Central beat South Iron twice in their last 3 ball games. Arcadia Valley, the Lady Tigers, their only loss came to South Iron by 13. Lady Tigers check the ball in. Top of the key with it now is Phelps. Phelps going to put the two fingers in the air with the left hand, call a play. Now a couple of swing passes over to Brox in the corner. Entry pass to Briar Johnson. Turnaround jumper off back iron, no good. Loose ball on the floor. And offensive rebound this time to Phelps, who works it out over onto the perimeter to Landrum. Landrum wants to reset. Guarded closely by Aminette. Bounces one over to the right side to Moise. Moise hands it off, and now dribbling it back to the top is Phelps. So the Lady Tigers slowing it up, two fingers in the air with the left hand as they call a play, and it looks like it's going to be a foul called on Belfield. And indeed it is on Belfield. She reached in with that left hand.
On that previous shot for Arcadia Valley, you saw Briar Johnson go back to the basket down low. Well, if that's something that she can do consistent, it's going to be a problem.
Back to the basket, driving and out of bounds. Johnson had it knocked off of her foot. Out of bounds it goes, so it's Lady Rebels basketball, a turnover by the Lady Tigers. Skylar Aminette will dribble it up slowly for Central. She tosses it right to Holmes. Now back across the perimeter to Aminette. Lob pass over to Holmes on the give and go. Right side layup, and she gets it to fall. Pretty ball movement there from the Central Lady Rebels.
Smart play by actually Caitlin Holmes. Initiated that from Aminette. Kind of gave her a finger wag and let her know.
Loose ball on the floor. Battling with it is Holmes, and it's last touched on the floor by the Lady Tigers and Landrum. So a turnover for Arcadia Valley, back-to-back turnovers. Lady Rebels will get the ball back. Score is 3-2. Aminette trying to give Central their first lead. That's no good. Offensive rebound right back up and in off the glass. Caitlin Holmes, back-to-back buckets. Full court pressure this time from the Lady Rebels. Enters it into Brox in the backcourt. Has to pick up her dribble. Loose ball knocked away. Aminette comes up with it. Another turnover, 3 in a row now for Arcadia Valley to start this championship. 1 seed Tigers versus the 3 seed Rebels. Aminette plays it back and forth. Now left trigger three from Seton. Splash from downtown for Brianna Seton. And the Rebels on top, 7-3.
That's going to be something that Arcadia Valley is going to have to keep in mind. They're going to have to guard out to the three.
Left side, there's a long three, far too far from Briar Johnson. And that's rebounded. And here come the Rebels on the way, working it as Seton. She's going to turn it around, hands it off, and a foul called. It is on the floor. So Brianna Seton was fouled, and the Lady Rebels will have it underneath.
It'll be interesting to see who can maintain this presence inside. Ironically, you wouldn't have thought going in that it would be Central setting the tone down low early, but that's the case so far.
Chloe Green has checked into the ballgame for Belfield. Briar Johnson for Arcadia Valley, like you said, one of the bigger girls out there, has been forced to take a couple perimeter shots. Inbounds pass goes to Amadette. Amadette dribbles it. Now to the left of the Rebels. Tosses it over to the right side. There's Green. Green near corner with it now. Is Thurston. Callie Thurston, cross-court pass, dials one up for Amanette, who connects.
They just can't give her a look like that from outside. She had time to get her feet set, eye it up. Too easy for Amanette.
10-3, Lady Rebels to start this one. Timeout on the floor over the number one seed Lady Tigers here for the championship of the Central Christmas Tournament. We're back in 30 seconds on J98.
Do you want to save more money but struggle with a good way to do it? Neura Bank wants to help you accomplish that goal. Hi, I'm Paul Hale, and our new product, called Roundup Savings, allows you to have any transaction made with your debit card automatically round up to the next whole dollar. The difference is transferred right into another New Era Bank account of your choosing. It's that simple, and it's just that easy to save with New Era Bank. Visit or call one of our branches in Fredericktown, Farmington, Park Hills, Deloge, or Bon Terre, or check out our website at neurabank.com to learn more. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back in here to the championship at the T.J. Fulton Fieldhouse of the Central Tournament. Arcadia Valley with the basketball, driving to the basket, fouled, heading to the free throw line now is going to be Kinsey Phelps. She worked that left side, did a nice job, draw some contact.
Yeah, that was right in front of the Central fan base. They didn't contest too much, let's say that.
No, it was pretty clear foul, so that's going to send Phelps over to the free throw line. First free throw attempt up and in for Phelps. Phelps on the season shooting 48% from the line.
A big performance already in this tournament to advance out of the semifinal round.
Goes 2-for-2 from the line there, looking to continue a big night in the semifinal and into the championship for Team Kanita. Now 10-5, 4:44 to go in the first quarter. Right side, Chloe Green thinks about it, now bounces it to the right elbow, back out Green. Green dribbles with the left hand, hands it off to Amanette. Amanette going to reset the offense with a couple of steps retreat. Now dribbles over to the left side. Bounces it to the right hand. Back over to Green. One touch pass down low. Driving to the basket. Right side layup off the glass. And in. Caitlin Holmes with a pretty move.
Starting to pile up quickly for the Lady Rebels.
She's got six. Full court pressure. Aaron pass. But Phelps comes up with it in the backcourt. Working against Green. Crossing over. Amanette trying to get that trap and the pressure at the half court line. Almost do so. But Phelps dribbles around it. Now finds a wide open jumper on the right side. And burying it is Brocks.
Yeah, Jerrica, good look from the baseline, but A.V. had to earn that against this Rebel defense.
Nice shot from Jerrica Brockus. Right side is Green. Near corner with it. Dribbling is Thurston. Thurston, cross-court pass. This worked before. Amanette can't quite connect this time. Off the rim, but an offensive rebound by Brianna Seton. Left-hand spin move up and in. Gets it to fall, nothing but net.
Two things that will be crucial. Second chance, you can't let them have them, especially when you've got size down low and open looks from outside.
Landrum able to break that press. That's a wide open look from Amanette. She's 1-2 now from the three-point line. Johnson, beautiful pump fake, drives to the basket, left side on the crab step, dribbles in, and she's going to go to the line for two shots as she's fouled.
Yeah, they've got to start slowing things down on the offensive end, do the Arcadia Valley Tigers, and start getting Briar Johnson involved down low. And then you'll start getting those open looks from outside. But easier said than done against this Rebel defense that covers you all 80 feet.
So Briar Johnson connects. She's a good free throw shooter, 76% from the free throw line this year. She's got 4 points now. Host of substitutions on the floor for Central. Kimmy Wallen has checked into the ballgame for the first time. Caitlin Holmes is back into the game as well. Second free throw from Johnson, up and in. Krista Belfield has also joined the floor. Lady Rebels the other way. There's some pressure. Now with it on the right side is Wallen. Wallen over to Amanette. Amanette dribbling with that left hand, crosses over, calls for a screen, instead throws it right to Wallen. Back to Amanette at the left elbow, back to the basket, gets her defender on the floor. Now she gets back up as Amanette dribbles out to the right side, one touching it with it. Back to the back, those homes. Kick out, right side three, Thurston. That's no good. And Amonette chases down the long rebound in the far corner. Now dribbles baseline all the way to the other corner. Steps back, dials one up from downtown. Off the back iron, no good. Loose ball, rebound in the hands of Arcadia Valley and Moise.
That empty trip is a big break for Arcadia Valley.
Moise hands it off into the near corner to Brockus. Top of the key with it now is Phelps. Phelps guarded by Belfield. Beg your pardon. Thurston, no, Belfield. So working with it is Phelps. Bounces one over left to Brockus. Brockus near corner with it now is Brockus again. She tries to enter it over to Johnson. Loose ball on the floor near the perimeter. There's a scuffle. Diving on it is Brockus. And then coming over and committing a foul. Or no, it's going to be
turnover.
A turnover. Knocked out of bounds. No foul called. I thought at first that Thurston had came over the back. Official saw it otherwise, and it's knocked out of bounds.
That is the fourth turnover so far in Arcadia Valley, just one on Central.
Checking into the game, Peyton Bradley, the 5'4 senior for Central for the first time tonight. Also on the floor, back at it, Caitlin Holmes. Seaton with the basketball, picks up a dribble on the right side. Over left with it is Belfield. Zone defense from AB. Dials one up from downtown is Belfield, that's no good. Beg your pardon, that was Seaton. Loose ball on the ground. Offensive rebound for Central. Tries to go right back up with it. No good. Caitlin Holmes. Instead passes it over on another offensive rebound. Back to Holmes. Right block layup up and in off the glass.
And that's what we talked about just moments ago. Will, four opportunities for the Lady Rebels on the other end. Have to get better in the post. The
second chance points will kill you. Briar Johnson patches it out over the left side. Driving to the basket. Has it stripped away. Moise does by Seaton, and Seaton comes up with it for the Lady Rebels. Going the other way, straight to the basket, tries to draw some contact, instead flails to the floor, out of bounds. It'll be AV basketball.
You know, you have two Lady Tigers watching Seaton come 70 feet away with a full head of steam, and they decided to try to double her. I think somebody probably could have got her on the charge.
Peyton Bradley checks out of the ballgame. Skylar Amonette, the junior, has checked back in. Inbounds pass goes to AV and Brockus. Brockus over top of the key to Phelps. Now working it across the timeline. Left side, and that pass thrown away by Brockus. That's Jace Brockus. Now right side with it. Layup, and that's no good from Holmes. Loose ball on the floor, and that's a rebound into the hands of Moise. Moise dribbles it out right to Briar Johnson. Johnson, one touch, near corner, three ball. Brockus, that's off back iron. No good. That was Jerrica Brockus, the senior. Amonette dribbles it up across the timeline. Now Ryan and Belfield can't handle the pass. Out of bounds, a turnover for Park Hills. Belfield just couldn't quite corral it.
That is the second turnover so far for Central. 1-on-1 to play in the opening frame. Six so far on Arcadia.
Chloe Green checks in for Caitlin Holmes. Kimmy Wallen checks in for Amonette. 16-9, your score at the minute 01 to play here in the girls' championship of the Bob Sechrist Park Hills Central Christmas Tournament. Near corner now. Checks in the basketball in the backcourt. Driving is Moise. Double teamed. And now she's able to get it off to Phelps. Phelps left corner. Johnson can't handle it. Another turnover for AV.
That was the best effort that Arcadia Valley has had against the Central defense. A couple of quick passes. Beat the press. You had numbers on the other end. Just couldn't handle the pass.
Amonette with it now. Dribbles across the timeline nice and slow. Looks over to Coach Mapes. Gets some instructions. Two fingers with the right hand in the air. Throws it far corner to Seaton. Looks like Amonette and the Lady Rebels are content with wasting as much clock here to play for the last shot as they have the ball at the top near the Rebels logo. Amonette with it again by the Rebels lettering on that left side. Now she throws it to Belfield. Lots of pressure defense from Arcadia Valley's Phelps. Back over to Amonette. 22 seconds to go. Back over to Belfield as they just play it back and forth, passing the basketball as the Lady Rebels look to extend this lead 16-9 going into the second quarter. Seaton, bounce pass, down low, Holmes, turnaround jump on the left block, off the rim, no good, 10 seconds. Offensive rebound, though, by Thurston, and she's fouled. Callie Thurston, the 5'7 sophomore, fouled. We'll see who they get here. And it's going to be on Kinsey Phelps. That's her first foul.
Central sitting at 6 rebounds right now. They've only had 2 defensive rebounds.
It's a telling stat, no doubt about it. Inbounding is Seaton, baseline underneath left. Amonette. Lob pass to Holmes. Right side layup off the glass and in with 3 seconds left. 2 seconds, 1 second, and we will head to the second quarter with the Lady Rebels with an 18-9 advantage here in the 61st Bob Sechrist Central Christmas Tournament Girls Championship game right here on J98. Back in 1 minute.
From the first fastener to the final finishing touch, Menards is here to help with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale prices. Whether you're starting a New Year's project or updating your appliances, you'll save 11% on all of it, so you can finish your latest project and start planning the next big thing. Get building with an 11% rebate on everything, even sale items, now at Menards. Good through December 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
What is peace of mind? At Farmington Presbyterian Manors Assisted Living, it means you can worry less and enjoy more with a healthy balance of independence and support, plus access to quality care right where you live. So if you or someone you love is in need of extra care and attention that you can't get at home, let us help you find that lasting peace of mind. We now have openings in assisted living. To learn more, call Presbyterian Manor today at 756-6768 or visit farmingtonpresbyterianmanor.org. Together, we'll find the answers.
Back in here at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse with the Park Hill Central Lady Rebels lead at 18-9 over the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers here in the Christmas Tournament Championship. And stealing it is Briar Johnson from Aminet. Spin move, right side layup, kiss off the glass, and in. Pretty move from Briar Johnson. She's got 7.
Smart play to get out on a run and never let Central get set up on the defensive end.
Lady Rebels push it the other way, now slow it up into the half court. Seaton with it, far corner now, double team, trap, cross court pass. Aminet thought about a triple, decides against it. Instead, retreats back out towards the logo and will reset this offense. Belfield controls it. Joined on the floor by Holmes, Thurston, Aminet, and Seaton. With it is Thurston in the near corner, guarded closely. Now over to Belfield, top of the key. Bounce pass to Aminet. Swings it, far corner, Seaton. Zone defense working out well for Arcadia Valley to open up this quarter, and a foul called on the floor against. See who it is. It might be Brockus. And it's going to be a Moise. So Michaela Moise gets the foul.
Neither team in foul trouble or in having issues with fouls so far to this point.
Yeah, first foul for Moise, and here's right side Belfield. Near corner, Thurston. And Seaton is it with the right elbow, bounces to the left. Finger roll with the left hand, pretty move. Offhand move by Brianna Seaton.
And she is doing what she wants inside so far.
Other way, quickly goes Arcadia Valley. Johnson wanted a left side layup, no good. Offensive rebound, foul called. And that is going to send Katie Whitted. What first time tonight she has the action. She'll go to the free throw line. Whited, the first free throw attempt is a line drive off the front rim, no good. On the season, a Whited, just a freshman. And that was her first free throw attempt, no good.
Getting some valuable experience as a freshman right now.
Free throw attempt from Whited, and that's up and in. She goes 1-2 from the line. Here comes Aminet the other way. Aminet bouncing with the basketball. Throws it out to the right side. Now back to Aminet, and she has it poked away and stolen by the Lady Tigers. There's Whited once again. Back to the basket. Aminet pokes it away. Coming up with it, looks like it's Holmes. Holmes going to dribble it coast to coast until she is fouled. In the back, or in the front court, I should say. I believe the ball will be placed underneath.
Turnover swap.
Yeah, turnover swap there. A couple of substitutions. That's coming off the floor goes Chloe Green and Kimmy Wallen. Aminette's going to check it in right in front of the AV bench to Seaton on the inbounds. Seaton controls the point. Out left to Aminet. Aminet guarded closely by Whited. Aminet gets a screen right from Holmes. Now dribbles back over to her left, and a timeout's going to be taken here by head coach Josh Mapes of the Park Hill Central Lady Rebels. 6:16 to go in this one. 20-12. The Lady Rebels lead it over the Lady Tigers. We're back at 30 seconds here on J90A.
People will always tell you who you should be, but you know yourself better than anyone. When it comes to drugs and alcohol, you make the choices. Listen to yourself. BeUnderYourOwnInfluence.org. Again, that's BeUnderYourOwnInfluence.org.
New Year's Day is the last day of the after Christmas sale at Hefner. 40% off furniture and bedding. Extra 10% off appliances. Fast free delivery or 0% till 2021. There's no place like Hefner's. Poplar Bluff and Farmington.
Seaton backs down her opponent, draws a little bit of room, and now throws it over to Aminette, where the Lady Rebels hold a 20-12 lead. Whitehead's going to be called for a foul here for AV. That's her second. 15 foul for AV.
That happened quickly.
Yeah. Talked just a couple minutes ago. Both teams not in foul trouble now. A little bit more. Peyton Bradley into the game for Brianna Seaton. Lady Rebels lead it 20-12, 6:08 to play in the first half of action. It's the girls' championship here. Bob Seacrest, Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament. Loose ball, but Aminette comes up with it. Errant pass. Now right side, Belfield. Near corner with it. For three, Bradley can't get it to fall. Rebound to Holmes. Another second chance opportunity. Aminette trying to take advantage of it, and she does.
That is hands down the difference in this game right now. Central is just feasting on the offensive glass.
A three ball from Aminette, and it's 23-12 now. Briar Johnson, Whited with it now. Whited picks up her dribble by the attacking line. Over to Briar Johnson. Doing a dribble right straight to the basket. Layup attempt. Player control on Briar Johnson. Tough break there for the Lady Tigers. Already down by 11 now.
Yeah, they really forced her into that, did the Central defense. There was nowhere else for Johnson to go. It was either walk or drive. She put it on the floor, and that's, you know, kind of what they wanted her to do.
Aminette to Belfield as they get across the timeline. Right across from the scores table, right near us. Now it's over to Aminette in the center of the court. Left side to Seaton. Seaton gets her defender in the air, gives it to Aminette. Right, dials one up from NBA range. And Aminette feeling it from downtown as she hits another one, 3 of 4.
That net barely moved on the right wing triple. Aminette has found the stroke.
Briar Johnson with it in the backcourt. She's crossing it over, working against Thurston. Picks up a dribble, trapped in the corner. Throws it over to Whited. Whited dribbles, mid-range jumper on the right side. Air ball, no good. Bounces out of bounds. Lady Rebels basketball as the Lady Tigers struggling to start the second quarter.
Good effort for Josie Landrum to make an effort to track that ball out of bounds. She was the only individual out of the 10 players on the floor that did so.
Aminette dribbles it up nice and slow to Belfield. Belfield strapped in the corner. Good defense here from the Arcadia Valley. There's Whited. Also joining her was Brockus. Now left side with a drive to the basket. Caitlin Holmes gives her right hand. That's no good. Defensive rebound, I should say, goes to Jerrica Brockus, and a foul called on the floor in the backcourt.
Rebounds have come at a premium for Arcadia Valley.
Yeah, it's been a tough, tough battle for them, particularly trying to avoid those second-chance opportunities. That foul goes on Caitlin Holmes. Kimmy Wallen has checked into the game. Out goes Carissa Belfield. Whited. Going to inbound the backcourt. Full court pressure from the Lady Rebels. Controlling the point is Kinsey Phelps. Phelps now throws it out right to Whited. Whited has that pass knocked away, but she somehow comes back up with it. Loose ball on the floor. And Park Hills, no. Now into the hands, Phelps. Phelps going to push the pace. She's got numbers. 3-on-2. Mid-range jumper. Fouled. And Kinsey Phelps will head to the free throw line for a couple of shots. A little wild, wild possession there in the backcourt.
Well, you could look at this game on the offensive end and the defensive end. Fairly the same story developing right now is Arcadia Valley cannot get anywhere in the paint beyond the low block.
Phelps knocks that one home, up and in. Yeah, great. You talk about it, you kind of feel like that the only time they do get it down low is when they have the fast break.
Yeah, other than that, Central has done a great job to really throw them off.
Second free throw from Phelps knocks it home. She's got 4. Pushing the pace comes the Central Lady Rebels. Chloe Green to Aminette. Back to Chloe Green. Green guarded closely by Brockus. Now hands it over to Aminette to the left side. Working that perimeter. Great defense from Whited. Bounce pass around her to the right side to Caitlin Holmes. Whited goes and meets her top of the perimeter. Holmes backs up, throws left. Thurston tries to call for help. She gets help. Now splits defenders. Goes to the right side. Elbow. Jump shot. Knocks it down. Nice move there from the sophomore Callie Thurston to create space.
Now they're doubling up the Tigers, and Coach Josh Mapes is Jekyll and Hyde on the sidelines right now.
Briar Johnson in the backcourt, pushing the pace. Now slows up, hands it to Phelps. The senior, Kinsey Phelps, over to the fellow senior Johnson from long range, tried to bank it in, no good. Long rebound, loose ball, now jump ball, as it's Johnson and Thurston battling for it. Possession arrow favors Arcadia Valley.
The Tigers, they've got to figure something out. Just a 5-point second quarter so far and a 10-point quarter for Central. and they're doubling them up on the scoreboard in total as well.
28-14, 3:27 to play in the first half here. Inbound to Johnson, handoff back to Whitehead. Whitehead guarded closely by Kimmy Wallen above the perimeter. Now it's Phelps back to the basket against Aminet. Kick out back to Whitehead. Cross-court pass into the near corner with it. Now driving to the basket, Brockus. Right side pass, Johnson missed that three a second ago. Tries it again, but can't hit. Offensive rebound, up and in. That was actually Briar Johnson. The three-ball attempt was by Kinsley Phelps. So Briar Johnson gets the offensive rebound and gets it to fall. She's got nine. Here's Central the other way. Belfield throws it out right to Green. Green cross-courts it to Aminet, waving her hands, calling for it. Ask and you shall receive. Aminet going to dribble it on the right side, splits defenders to the free throw line. Left elbow, kick out. Belfield triple. Yes, ma'am.
The Lady Rebels just picked apart the Arcadia Triangle in two. Swung side to side and just found the soft spot.
Deep home run style pass to Brockus. She comes up with it, catching it like a wide receiver without taking a dribble. Goes up. Fouled on the left side, and she'll head to the free throw line. Jerrica Brockus.
Yeah, the baseball pass nearly 75% of the length of the court. A good job by Belfield to close out.
Brockus misses the front free throw. That's no good. On the season, she is a 53% free throw shooter. Brianna Seaton into the game for Carissa Belfield. Going out of the game for Arcadia Valley is Katie Whitehead. Second free throw attempt, no good. Rebound, loose ball onto the floor, into the hands of Park Hills Central. Avery Norris comes up with it for the Lady Rebels. Left side back to the basket, Seaton. Green. There's Norris. Mid-range jumper, floats it, can't get it to fall, no good. Briar Johnson with the rebound as it was tipped. Johnson to the basket, right side, coast to coast. Layup, can't get it to fall, no good. Loose ball on the floor. Jump ball on the possession arrow favors the Lady Rebels. That was, looks like Green on the floor. Getting in with Brockus.
Not as many turnovers so far in the second quarter as compared to the first, but just a lot of fast shots, and neither offense really settling in before taking their shots. Central's defense hasn't changed a bit.
Aminet walking in up the court ever so slowly as the clock strikes 2 minutes to go in counting in the first half. Lady Rebels threatening to really pull away here. 31-16 lead. Holding on to the possession, once again working it just in front of the half-court line, about 4 feet, playing in front of the blue Rebels logo. Bounces it over to Seaton with a double team, trapped, but she gets it around, bouncing it to the right side over to Skylar Aminet. Sure-handed Aminet bounces it over to Thurston, and she wasn't expecting that bounce pass off of her legs and out of bounds, a turnover for the Lady Rebels.
Just the fifth in the game as far as turnovers for Central, and nine so far on Arcadia Valley.
Yeah, Caitlin Holmes, Kimmy Wallen will check into the ball game. Actually, Caitlin Holmes thought she was going to go in, but not. Kimmy Wallen goes in for Brianna Seaton. Left side with it, working the basketball, Josie Landrum. Phelps, Landrum, now. Beautiful pass over to Brockus as she backdoors into the lane for an easy left side layup, Jerrica Brockus.
That's probably the best look that Arcadia Valley's had down low that was not on a fast break. They've got to keep cutting to the basket.
And 30-second timeout taken by the Park Hills Central Lady Rebels. 31-18, they lead it with 1:13 to go here in the first half of action here in the championship game of the 61st annual Bob Sechrist Park Hills Central Christmas Tournament. I want to thank our sponsors allowing us to give this to you. That's Brad Wooten Auto Body over in Ironton, Fleeks Equipment in St. Genevieve, Unico Bank in Potosi, DeLosier, Irondale, New Era Bank, Farmington, Colts Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, Mineral Area College in Park Hills, Farmers Mutual Insurance in St. Genevieve, and Potosi Lumber in Potosi. Greg, what stood out to you the most so far in this first half?
So far, the second chance opportunities and the effort that Central has made on the glass just to get so many opportunities. They had two possessions. Well, they had four attempts before the ball went back the other way. The following, it was three attempts, and Arcadia Valley just can't find a rhythm inside.
Lady Rebels defense suffocating the perimeter, not allowing them to get very many looks. Aminet takes it across. Now she throws it left to Seaton. Seaton has it poked away by Brockus, and she comes up with it. Crosses over, splits defenders, goes to the free throw line, bounces it, stolen away, Briar Johnson, and here comes A.V. Johnson slows it up, trapped in the corner, loose ball, fouled. She was hit on the arm. And we'll see who it's going to go on. It's going to go on Thurston. That's the 18th foul, which means Briar Johnson is going to head to the free throw line for a 1-1. That's the second foul on Thurston.
So many guards that Central can roll out. You can pretty much swap all five and keep the same pace. The foul's maybe not an issue just yet.
Johnson with a free throw. Speaking with Coach Mapes, he said, hey, you know, we aren't a very tall team. We're a small team. We have to outrun. We have to out-hustle. We have to put a lot of defensive pressure on his opponents, and that's exactly what they've been doing, unable to get anything down low.
Says all that, and they're dominating inside.
Yeah. Briar Johnson, second free throw. The speed and quickness of the Lady Rebels. Bounces it over Caitlin Holmes on the perimeter. Briar Johnson all over her. Bounce pass over to Belfield. 38 seconds to go in the half. Seaton splits defenders. Left side floater in the lane. Nothing but nylon.
She has been a problem for Arcadia Valley since the tip, and they have yet to find an answer.
On the floor with it. Loose. Tied up. Landrum. Jump ball as Belfield got her hands on it. And the possession arrow favors AV.
And the Central defense is swarming. Like, it's unbelievable. As soon as the ball goes from one side to the other, three or four Lady Rebels are mauling the ball carrier.
Wallen into the game for Seton. Green into the game for Belfield. Inbounds pass over to Landrum. Whistle blown. Turnover by Arcadia Valley. Looks like she stepped out of bounds.
Just a little bit of pressure right now is starting to get to the Arcadia Valley Tigers. When things aren't going your way in this kind of environment, it's tough to overcome. It's going to be the mental aspect the rest of the way.
33-20. 18 seconds to go and counting. Got to think the Lady Rebels going to hold for the last shot here. 15-14. Far corner with it. Bouncing it over. Caitlin Holmes with it. Drives to the basket. Right side layup. Swatted away. Briar Johnson with 6 seconds. Johnson dribbles up the court across the half court line. Poked away. Loose ball on the floor. Into the hands. Brockus. Back out. Johnson for three at the buzzer. Off the back iron. No good. And our halftime score, the Central Lady Rebels, three-time defending champions, lead the number one seed AV Lady Tigers, 33-20. As we head to halftime here at the 61st annual Bob Sechrist Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament Girls Championship game. We got halftime coverage for you coming up next on J98.
Welcome to the new year. Are you thinking about saving more in 2017? See the team at First State Community Bank. We offer savings accounts to jumpstart your resolution to save. With MoneyTrack online financial management, you can set savings goals, track expenses, create budgets, and more. We're your source for saving in 2017. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, online at fscb.com. Find us on Facebook.
First State Community Bank. Success starts here.
Greetings, everyone. It's the Tooth Fairy here with a few friendly reminders. First of all, kids, make sure you're brushing and flossing every day. Shiny teeth with no cavities are worth a lot more dough. And parents, just because I don't pay you for your teeth doesn't mean you shouldn't keep yours healthy, too.
This is Dr. James Shaner with Farmington Dental Care. Make your appointment today at 756-4245, farmingtondentalcare.com.
Welcome you back in here to the girls' championship in a packed house here at the TJ Fulon Fieldhouse here at the Park Hill Central Rebels High School campus as the cheerleaders get set to put on a performance. But, Greg, a first half that really was dominated by the Park Hill Central Lady Rebels.
Yeah, they've controlled pace since basically the tip, if not seconds after. A lot of presence inside for the Central Rebels on the defensive end and the offensive end, for that matter. There have been so many offensive rebounds for Central. Despite the size advantage for Arcadia Valley, the Lady Rebels are using basic technically sound play to box out and get good position inside, and they're doing it every trip down the floor.
Yeah, they've been outstanding. So far, we are going to give you some stats presented to you by State Farm agent Erica Schweiss in just a few moments. But first, we're going to step aside for a timeout here on J98 and hear from the winning coach of the third place game. That's Park Hill Central Rebels coach Adam Barton for the boys' side. That's coming up next from J98.
Jason Hale here from Auto Centers Bonterre. Last month, I took in so many cars on trade. Now I'm buried in inventory. It's an inventory avalanche. There's cars everywhere. Which means right now you could drive home a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. That's right. With approved credit, you could be in driver's heaven for just $7 down. Feeling snowed in by past credit mishaps? No big deal. My For the People credit approval process makes car buying easy and stress-free. It's an avalanche of approvals. So don't stay frozen in a car you hate. We want to clear the way so you can drive today for just $7 down. But hurry, we should have this cleaned up in a couple of weeks. And this deal won't last past the end of the month. I'm Jason Hale, your dealer for the people. Visit Auto Centers Bonterre today, 67 North. Just look for the frog or AutoCentersSouth.com. Call 358-1020, 358-1020.
Welcome back into the Coles Tractor and Equipment Halftime Show. Matt Greenwood joined by Adam Barton of the Central Rebels. Coach, wow, what a performance, especially from long range in the second half. Brandon Wagner got going, and y'all just took off from there.
Yeah, I said in the seed meeting, I think he's going to make us a little better, and I think I was right.
Yeah, you certainly hit the nail on the head there. Sherfus early on did something tonight he hadn't really done last night against Farmington, and that was get to the basket a lot more, drive that baseline. Y'all used the pick and roll very, very well this evening. Was that the game plan going into it, or did you just sort of see that adjustment throughout the game?
Well, we talked and we said, look, we got to get in the paint more one way or the other. They played us man-to-man all night, and our man-to-man offense, we're pretty good at it. Zone offense needs some adjustments. Soto come out and played his man, and Wade's really shifty and hard to keep out of the lane. When he gets in the lane and finds shooters and does things, we're pretty good.
There was a point there in the third quarter where DeSoto got within 4 points of you guys, and Tice really got into a rhythm offensively. How were you able to slow him down basically from the midpoint of the third quarter all the way through the rest of the game?
Well, we softened up defensively. We built a little lead, and then we let up a little bit. It was just a matter of saying, hey, let's regroup here and let's lock it down and put this thing away.
So you get third place at home in your own tournament. It's got to mean something to you. I mean, obviously you wanted first place, but third place is not too bad, especially going up against a team like DeSoto and the teams that were involved in this tournament, Hillsborough, Farmington.
Yeah.
You did pretty good.
Yeah, coming out of this tournament 3-1, third place trophy, and finishing it the right way today, playing well, that's really all you can ask for. Everybody wants to go 4-0. Everybody wants to win this thing. That's why it's so special when you do win it, because it's very hard, and not a lot of teams have done it. Really, there's only going to be one team finish this thing 4-0. 3-1's the next best you can do, and we accomplished that, so that's okay.
One final question for you. What do you look forward to in 2017?
Oh, I'm looking forward to all kinds of things. Basketball specifically, I'm looking forward to watching this young team grow and get better really challenging ourselves with our schedule. We got Hillsborough coming to town Tuesday. We're going into Madrid next Saturday really start preparing and pushing for a run at the conference and the district.
All right, Coach Barton, thanks for the time. Congratulations on getting the victory.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Coach Adam Barton of the Central Rebels joining us on the Coles Tractor and Equipment Halftime Show. More coming up next on J98 The Boot.
Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, Jason!
No, not you, Happy New Year.
Well, then who, Happy New Year?
All our customers and people listening to us in Radioland. Happy New Year!
Happy New Year, and thank you to all of our valued customers from all of us here at Flegg's Equipment. Thank you for letting our family continue to serve your family.
Hey, that's what I was going to say, Dirt Diva.
Well, more mouse. Looks like you snooze, you lose. What's the matter? Did you just hit rock bottom?
No, not yet, but there will be some rock bottom pricing on a few things soon. Stay tuned, and Happy New Year!
Flegg's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve and Highway 67 at the Ludington exit. And online,
Flegg's.com.
Welcoming you back in here to the T.J. Fulon Fieldhouse as the girls' championship underway in the Park Hill Central Lady Rebels up 33-20, and they are a half of basketball away from winning this thing for the fourth time in a row in the fifth time in the last 6 years of 33-20 over the number one seed Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers. And Greg, for the Lady Tigers, before we break down a couple of stats, what do they need to do to get back into this ballgame?
I think the Lady Tigers, they need to really focus on getting by this full court press for Central. They had a couple of good looks early in that second quarter, a couple of quick passes, sprinting down the sidelines, getting into the front court. But what you got to be careful with there is you don't want to turn this thing into a track meet, but you've got to at least get into the front court and get set up offensively, because they have not really found a rhythm on the offensive side. Central has relegated Arcadia Valley to shooting from 10 to 20 feet out. That's not where they play comfortably at all, and that's what the scoreboard reflects.
Yeah, no doubt about that one. You take a look at some of those stats. For Park Hill Central, it's been three key scorers for them. 9 points from Skylar Amanette for 3 of 4 three-point shooting. 10 points from Caitlin Holmes, and she has been an animal down low with a couple offensive rebounds as well, second-chance points. 9 points from Bianna Seaton as well, a couple of from Thurston, and 3 from Carissa Belfield. And for Arcadia Valley, Briar Johnson, no surprise there, leading the way with 11 points. Katie Whitted with 1. Phelps has 4 points as well. Brockus with a few baskets to go as well. A couple of baskets, I should say, as well. And, of course, all of those stats brought to you by State Farm agent Eric Schweiss. Greg, anything kind of stand out to you in terms of trends or swings or things of that nature?
You know, a trend started to develop early on just in turnovers, but you got to give the credit there for the Central defensive effort that they put on. That's really been the big trend, is Central's intensity on the defensive end has not wavered from start to finish, and that's with 7, 8, 9 different players coming onto the court. They've not missed a beat. They have had Arcadia Valley pinned in a corner the whole time. Can the Tigers claw their way out? That remains to be seen.
We'll find out shortly, Greg. 30 seconds until the second half commences. The Lady Rebels in their red uniforms with the blue lettering and the blue stripes up by the shoulders already on the floor. Arcadia Valley in the whites, and their Lady Tigers across the chest.
You know, Will, this is a big-time environment. It might not match the opulence of a Rupp Arena, but it's definitely an electric atmosphere.
That it is. That's getting set ready as the Lady Rebels will start. Skylar Amanette with it. Rupp Arena, of course, Rupp, the legendary coach at Kentucky. Right side, Skylar Amanette going to dribble it back. 33-20, Lady Rebels lead it to open up the third quarter over the Lady Tigers. Belfield with it, left side, dribbles it around to the right, hands it off over to Seaton, who goes right to left, gets a screen left, and then goes all the way to the left block and goes up for a left-handed layup, but can't get it to fall. No good. Rebound to the Lady Tigers, pushing the pace. Here comes Landrum. Landrum has it stripped away by Skylar Amanette. Amanette the other way, quickly. Doesn't have the numbers. Recognizes it, pulls it out, goes out of bounds, or knocked out of bounds, I should say, by Kinsey Phelps. Arcadia Valley almost comes up with the steal, can't quite do so, and the Lady Rebels retain possession.
Well, we talked about before the game averages, and right now Central allows 38 a game while scoring about 55. They're on pace to eclipse that by quite a margin.
That they are already, 33 points in this first half. Belfield drive to the basket, trying to make it 35, and she'll have an opportunity at the free throw line as she's fouled, going right at the basket.
And that's the kind of stuff that we've seen Central do from the start of the game until continuing into the first 57 seconds of this second quarter. They are getting clear lanes to the basket, and it's forcing the help side defender down low to come over in bad positioning to try to get in the face of the shooter. It's just not working out.
That's not. Instead, they've committed lots of fouls down low. Belfield hits the first free throw. And back iron. Shooter's touch. Gets it in. How about that? High arc off the back iron, hits off the front rim and falls. So Belfield hits a couple of free throws. Coach Josh Mapes is Central in his fourth year. He is 3-0 in these championship games. Could have made that 4-0.
Pretty good mark there.
Here comes Arcadia Valley. Phelps has that taken away in the backcourt by Skylar Amanette. Amanette has it. Thinks about pulling up for three. Does from NBA range and short. No good that time, out of bounds, as it's an air ball.
Normally, you'd hear the crowd here say something, but the AV faithful, pretty quiet right now, down 15.
Yeah, the Lady Tigers need to do something, get their fans back into this ball game. They'll inbound in the backcourt. Once again, full court for the Lady Rebels. Amanette almost steals it away, but knocks it out of bounds. Once again, Lady Tigers basketball.
Almost.
Almost, so close. And you could tell that she knocked it and then knew she couldn't hit it again because otherwise right. You can't save it to yourself going out of bounds. It's the travel. Once again, full court pressure here from the Lady Rebels. Inbounds pass over to the left side. Now Phelps with it. Spins around and she runs into Brianna Seat, loses control of the basketball, and then comes up with it yet again. Gets it over to Moisey. Left side, mid-range jumper, floater in the lane. That's no good by Phelps. Loose ball, Aminette chases it down. Dribbles with that left hand, and she is fouled. Reaching across the body that time was Arcadia Valley's Josie Landrum.
Well, how many times have we seen Arcadia Valley have to work just to get a little bit of space and force up a quick shot that's been contested more often than not?
Too much for the Arcadia Valley faithful. No doubt
Absolutely.
About that. Not a lot of easy shots for them. Been a couple times they've been able to exploit it, but for the most part, they've struggled. Aminette, right side to Seaton. Top of the key now working it is Holmes. Holmes had a great first half. Right side is Chloe Green. Entry pass down low to Seaton. Kiss off the glass and in on the right side.
And that's the stuff that you're seeing time and time again. Brianna Seaton getting the inside position on the offensive side in the low block. It's unreal.
Breaking the press that time. Landrum, and she walked with the basketball. That pressure from the Lady Rebels in the full court has just been causing fits all night long for the Lady Tigers.
AV did a good job of handling it in the second quarter. Only two turnovers. They've got three turnovers in the first minute 54 in the third.
37-20 your score. Lady Rebels over the Lady Tigers here in the championship game. Right here, the Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament. 6 minutes to go in the third. Right side, Brianna Seaton goes around. Briar Johnson works it right elbow block, and it's blocked from behind by Briar Johnson. Big time play there. She controls the point herself, dribbles it up the court. Now bounces it back. Controlling it now is Moisey. Left side open for three off the rim. Can't get it to fall. No good. And a tie-up on the rebound. Possession arrow will favor the Lady Rebels.
Will, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think AV's hit a three at all tonight. Not once.
No, they have not.
They're trying.
They've been trying. They've launched up a couple. Briar Johnson hit a three at the very beginning of the game. That's right.
Since then,
nothing. So since that first possession when Johnson dialed went up, they haven't hit anything. Moisey works it. Left, right side, top of the key now is Whited. Whited. And that's picked off by Skylar Aminette. She's going to go all alone. Easy left side layup with the right hand. Up and in. Skylar Aminette having a nice night. She's in double figures now with 11.
That was like she was in on the huddle.
Yeah, she knew that play exactly. Anticipated it. Landrum goes the other way. Has to pick up her dribble as Aminette comes flying over. Now it's Moisey. Moisey splits defenders, goes to the basket, contact, no call. And Brianna Seaton comes up with an outlet. Aminette, right side layup this time. And she can't get it to go. No good. Looks like a foul and a push by Chloe Green. Aminette in a little bit of disbelief on that one.
So far, 5:06 to go in the third. AV has yet to score.
They have struggled. 33-20 at half, now 39-20. A 6-0 run to start this third quarter for the Lady Rebels. Katie Valley will have possession of the basketball now. Whited to throw it in, guarded closely by Green on the inbounds. Bounces it in to Moisey. Back over to Whited. Fires it over north to the half-court line to Brockus. That's Jace Brockus. Back over, and Moisey has that stripped away by Holmes. Into the hands of Green. Loose ball on the floor at the half-court line. Belfield. She throws it to Holmes. Holmes all alone. Right side, finger roll layup. No good. Kick it to fall. Gets her own rebound. Kiss off the glass and in. Caitlin Holmes been doing that all night long.
That was just impressive. You see Central tip the ball away, nearly lose it. Three different Lady Rebels get onto the floor and end up winning that loose ball. It's effort.
Just tremendous, tremendous hustle that time from Caitlin Holmes. A couple of substitutions for Arcadia Valley. Out of the game goes Landrum. Into the game, or back in the game, comes Phelps. Holmes. Looking for the old-fashioned three-point play. And off the rim, left side, no good, but another rebound. This time by Kimmy Wallen of the Lady Rebels. Belfield, right side, Green. And Green dribbles with the left hand. Back over to Belfield, working that perimeter on the left side. A handoff going left to right with it now is Wallen. Wallen drives to the right elbow, kick out over to Green. Green retreats, goes to the perimeter, has that ball knocked off of her leg, almost goes to the backcourt, recovers. Belfield with it, left side. Kick out near corner, pump fake, dribble drive, outlet pass to the right side. Mid-range jump shot off the front rim. No good from Wallen. Another offensive rebound. Holmes up and in on the right glass.
It just continues the low post presence for Central, the undersized team. They've dominated inside.
43-20, and this game starting to get out of hand. Lady Rebels once again full court pressure. barely getting it across the half-court line, and a timeout taken by head coach Adam Waddell in his eighth year to bail out the Lady Tigers on that one. 43-20 Central over AV. 3:59 to go here in the third quarter of the Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament Girls Championship here. We're back at 30 seconds on J98.
Bring in 2017 and the savings from your local Country Mart and Town & Country supermarkets. Lay's potato chips, 9 to 10 and a quarter ounce bags, and Lay's 7 to 8 ounce kettle chips are just 2 for $5. Dr. Pepper, Pepsi products, 6-pack, half liters are just 4 for $10. And Red Baron Pizza, classic pizzas, brick oven or thin crust pizzas, 14 through 23 ounce, 3 for $9. All of these great deals and more. Happy holidays from your friends at your local Country Mart and Town & Country supermarkets in Ironton, Potosi, and Fredericktown.
43-20, the Lady Rebels lead it over the Lady Tigers. Briar Johnson looking to get some back, and she does with a beautiful pull-up mid-range jump shot.
And still, you hear the shot fall, the first points in the third for Arcadia Valley, and it came with a contested 15-footer from the elbow.
First points, contested footer, and jump balls. Arcadia Valley gets that over Belfield, and that shot, the basket comes with 3:50 to go in the third quarter. So they go 4 minutes and 10 seconds without scoring here to open up the second half.
Yeah, in the meantime, Central added 10 to their lead.
Seton gets it in the backcourt. Back to the basket, working against Brockus. Bounces it over, almost taken away by Whitehead, but she pushed. That's a foul. That should be the third on Whitehead, I believe.
I do think so. Indeed, it is her third.
So in foul trouble now is Whitehead. Aminette to inbound just to the left in the front court. Across from the scorer's table. She gives it over to Holmes in the front court. Hand off to Aminette going left to right. Goes straight to the basket. Back to Holmes. Let her just a bit too far. Out of bounds. Turnover by the Lady Rebels.
That the first turnover for Central in the second half.
Chloe Green, Kimmy Wallen check in for Belfield and Seton and Gray. You mentioned just the first turnover. They've been very, very good holding on to the basketball. All game long, not just this half.
And they've won most of the loose balls tonight.
Just seems like that effort, a little extra there. Johnson fires it over. Brockus, left side with it for three. Off the rim, no good. Loose ball, offensive rebound. That goes up, no good. And rebound, here come Park Hill Central Rebels. Brockus, Jason Brockus had the offensive board off of the miss from Phelps. Couldn't get it to fall. Aminette, double team at the half-court line, stolen away by A.V. Briar Johnson fouled while trying to go straight to the basket by Caitlin Holmes.
Yeah, I believe it was on Holmes. Holmes.
Johnson looks to be okay.
Looks like the guilty party.
And it is on Holmes. That's the third.
So he had to turn around and kind of look to see if it was her, but didn't all the way look.
Yeah, she knew. Holmes checks out of the game for Belfield. Inbounding the basketball. AV underneath on the right side baseline. Looks like it's Whited. Left side with it back to the basket. Phelps. Phelps, double team, hands it off right to left. Goes Whited. One-handed pass over to Johnson. Back to the basket. Left block, turnaround, jump shot. No good. Can't get it to fall. Offensive or defensive rebound will go to Thurston, and Briar Johnson pushed her in the back.
And that's the kind of stuff that has happened all night long. Somehow the undersized players end up getting positioned down low against the taller Arcadia Valley Tigers. And it's just continuing. It's all effort. That's all you can say. It's all effort and positioning.
Great fundamental basketball by the Lady Rebels to use their bodies in boxing out. Out of the game goes Whited. Into the game comes Jace Abrakas. Here come the Lady Rebels. Thurston tries to get it to the slashing seat, but it's taken away by Brockus. That's Jace Abrakas. She hands over to Briar Johnson. Now top of the key, Phelps. Phelps with it guarded by Belfield. Picks up her dribble. There comes Belfield to put more pressure on her. Tries to throw it left to Jerrica Brockus, and Brockus is fouled with a push. And that's going to be the fourth foul on Caitlin Holmes. So one of the best rebounders for Central tonight has got four fouls to the bench. 2:35 to go in the third quarter.
The bad side, she goes to the bench with four fouls, but somebody just as good, if not just as efficient, comes on.
Johnson slashes the lane left side, can't get it to fall. Offensive rebound, back up and in. Jace Brockus. Brockus next it to go. Aminette walks it up slowly, 43-24, Lady Rebels, 2:18 to go here in the third quarter. They can feel the championship coming ever so closer. Their fourth in a row, what would be their fourth in a row. Seton, top of the key, Belfield, over right to Aminette. Thinks about it, three, decides against it, instead goes with the pump fake, now dribbles it back out left. Seton gets the pass, goes left to right to the right elbow. baseline with it now. Over to Aminette towards the perimeter. Aminette's going to slow up and reset. Throws left, Belfield. Belfield zips it over on a bounce pass to Thurston. Overhead pass, left elbow, Seaton. Faces up for defender Johnson. Now it's Kimmy Wallen on the perimeter. Aminette goes out to get it at the top of the key. Aminette uses the left hand, calls over Belfield. She follows. Has it on the perimeter. Guarding her closely, Brockus. Thurston. The 5'7 sophomore with the soccer pass to Seaton. Mid-range jumper off the front rim. No good. Rebound to Jerrica Brockus, and she's pushed it the other way for AV. And that's a foul by Seaton on Briar Johnson. Pushed as she pushes it right in front of Coach Adam Waddell. Next to the scorer's table on the right.
Sitting at a 19-point margin right now and a 10-4 quarter in favor of Central.
1:21 to go in the third, 43-24, Lady Rebels. Brianna Seaton finds a spot on the bench. Into the game comes Kimmy Wallen. Briar Johnson with it as she takes the inbounds pass for AV. She's got 13 points. Phelps with it. Out left. Bounces it to Johnson. Johnson back to the basket. Loose ball on the floor. Right elbow jump shot from Phelps off the front rim. No good. Johnson gets her hand on it. Tips it out to Phelps. Phelps dribbles towards that right elbow. Back out Johnson on the perimeter. And she'll hand it off to Phelps. Now under a minute to go in the third quarter. Out left. Coming in to get it. Brockus. Left corner to Jerrica Brockus, the senior. Drives to the basket. And a foul called on the floor. It'll be underneath for AV. First foul on Kimmy Wallen. That's the fifth team foul. Both teams with five fouls. Inbounds pass, right baseline on the end. Goes off of the defender, right side layup, up and in. On the left side, I should say. Pretty move that time from Kinsey Phelps, recognizing the defender had her back to her.
Third time we've seen that in this tournament. First from the girls' bracket.
Aminette to Belfield. Yeah, we saw DeSoto do that a couple times on the boys' side. Clayton Snudden, Landrum, Aminette, Belfield, far corner, 21 seconds. The theme holds. Central trying to hold for the last shot here. Chloe Green with it, the senior, to Aminette with 15. Dribbles with their left hand, calls a screen out left to Belfield. Aminette back out to the corner. Green for three, way too high, no good. 7 seconds. Right side off at the rebound. Wallen, loose ball, coming up with the AV in a foul. Is that a shooting foul?
There's no way. I don't think. Can they do that 60 feet from the basket? I think they just got to.
Well, with the clock going down low, you can make the argument that they were trying to shoot, and that's exactly what the officials are talking about now because it looked like she made the movement to shoot because there was nobody down the court for her to pass it to.
She did make the movement to shoot. I will agree with that. But if that was the movement to shoot, it was not headed the right direction.
It will be right. A shooting foul.
You were right.
So Moise is going to head to the free throw line for three shots. Big foul there that time by Central. As now they have an opportunity to go from 17 to 14 to the fourth quarter, and that's a significant number when time is your enemy. Moise, though, can't connect on the first free throw attempt.
See if we see any substitutions just to avoid cheap fouls. Doesn't look like
70% free throw shooter. We'll see if there's any subs. If Moise knocks that through, there is. Out of the game goes Chloe Green. Into the game for the first time, Bailey George, 5'9 sophomore. Moise 1-2 so far from the line. Third free throw up and in. So she hits 2-3. Inbounds pass. Belfield, she hucks it up. Well short. No good. As an alley-oop almost attempt that time by Kimmy Wallen, but she hits it well off the backboard. No good. So we go to the fourth quarter. Park Hill Central Lady Rebels up 43-28 over the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers here in the Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament Girls Championship. We're back with the conclusion of this one. Coming up next on J98.
J&M Auto Repair in Park Hills offers factory-certified automotive repair and auto body. After working in the new car dealerships for over 20 years, James Whaley offers a full-time automotive repair and auto body facility. J&M has free estimates and the place you don't pay your deductible. You heard me right. You don't pay your deductible on repairs. That's J&M Auto Repair and Auto Body on East Main in Park Hills. 573-327-9474.
Stop in Dairy Queen in Farmington for the best cheeseburgers in town. And don't forget about their chicken strip basket, 4 or 6 pieces of golden fried chicken strips, hot fries, Texas toast, and creamy white gravy. And remember, you'll love their new snack menu with new potato skins and soft pretzels. And don't forget your fantastic lunch, which includes an entree, drink, and a sundae for just $5. That's Dairy Queen, Potosi, and Farmington, where they treat you right.
Lady Tigers inbound the basketball here. Left side with the top of the key. Working it is Moisey. Moisey right side. Johnson going to dial one up from downtown. Nothing but nylon for Briar Johnson.
It's been a while.
Second three of the night. Started out the very beginning of the first quarter. Hits her second three at the very beginning of the fourth. 43-31, a big three to go from 15 points to 12 down. Start this fourth quarter. Driving the basket, Thurston tries to get a right side layup, and she does as she banks it off the boards and in.
Untouched on her way from the top of the key down the right side of the lane.
With it now, Arcadia Valley. Briar Johnson goes to the basket, mid-range jumper off the glass, no good. High and a foul. I think that's going to be on Johnson.
I don't know who else they're going to get for that one. She went right over the back.
Briar Johnson gets her third foul. Briar Johnson, a terrific player for this ball club. Looks like another whistle blown. And that's a foul call. That's going to be a 1-1. Briar Johnson averaging 19.3 points per game for Arcadia Valley, the only player to average double figures for them this year. Aminette goes to the line. That's the second foul on Josie Landrum. That was in the backcourt. 17 fouls, so they'll be shooting free throws the rest of the way. Aminette can't hit, though. Briar Johnson gets the rebound. Pushing the pace the other way. Now slows up, crosses, dribbles. Passes it over left side. Phelps. Kinsey Phelps with it. Top of the key with it now is Moisey. Moisey cross-court pass back over to Phelps. Phelps wants a triple herself, and that's far too strong. No good. Aminette gets the board. Splits defenders. Got numbers now. 3-on-1. Left side layup. Aminette. Easy finish for Wallen.
And that's Aminette just did something that we didn't see a lot of throughout the duration of this tournament. A 2-on-1 situation. Wait for the defender to come to you, then make that pass.
Lots of pressure from the Lady Rebels. Loose ball on the ground just across the half-court line. And a foul called on the floor. It's going to be on Chloe Green. And now it's going to start 1-on-1 free throws for Arcadia Valley.
Well, if things hold the way that they are, there's not a single member of this Lady Rebels roster that's ever lost a game at this tournament.
Remarkable.
Not a one.
Of course, Josh Mapes wouldn't have lost a game either. His fourth year undefeated. Free throw attempt too strong, no good. Rebound to Green. Here comes Central. Belfield with it out. Crosses the timeline. Dribbles left. Left side Wallen. Now back to Belfield at the top. 47-31 your score. 6:20 to play in the girls' championship game here at the Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament. Coming up next, Farmington. In Hillsboro, Belfield goes to the basket, bounces it left, open Wallen. She pump fakes, dribbles back out towards the perimeter. Here's Seton with it now. Seton dribbles with the left and a foul called. That's going to be on Moisey, and that's going to send Seton to the free throw line for two shots.
Yeah, Seton, one of the bigger players on the floor right now, but one of the better players when she puts the ball on the floor, for that matter, and she gets ahead of steam. You're going to have to be set up well before she gets there. She's going to blow right past you like she just did on that play.
Jerrica Baracus checks back into the ball game. Out of the game goes Moisey. Seton, free throw. She can't hit the 1-on-1. No good, but there it is. Offensive rebound. Thurston back out. Seton dribbles towards to the left side and in the middle. Now kick out. Top is Wallen. Far right, Belfield. Dribbles right baseline to the basket. Right side layup off the glass and in. Carissa Belfield.
Points in the paint. Unbelievable advantage for Central all game long.
7 points now for Belfield. Whistle blown in the backcourt. Foul called by Park Hill Central. It's going to be on Belfield. That's her third foul. And that'll bring a 1-on-1 opportunity for Arcadia Valley.
The Rebels, if they just hit some free throws early on in this back-and-forth situation, some 1-on-1 scenarios, it's really going to put things out of reach if they can be consistent at the stripe.
Seton checks out of the ball game. Aminette comes back in. Phelps the 1-on-1. Nothing but net and good.
AV needs to make their free throws, and they need Central to start making mistakes.
Yeah, they're going to need some help. 5:45 to go. Second free throw, up it in. That's going to help. 8 points now for Phelps. 49-33, 16-point game. 5:40 to go. Skylar Aminette, left side, Thurston. The sophomore holds onto the basketball, waits until Johnson comes and gets her. Now fires over the right side to Aminette. Aminette to Belfield. Lady Rebels have shown this quarter that they are willing to be patient on the offensive end. Aminette retreats, dribbles back out in front of the logo, picks up her dribble, now bounces it to Belfield. Back to the basket, back and down her defender Phelps, now throws right to Thurston. Thurston dribbles around, chest pass over to Green. Green all over, great defense from Landrum, but she commits the foul. So Green will head to the free throw line. Landrum hits her on the arm. Be a couple of free throws.
Well, we were wondering which average would fall short. Right now, it's the Arcadia Valley points per game average. They average about 56, sitting at 33 right now.
Yeah, and they allow 38.3 usually. Is that free throw no good? Rebound to Arcadia Valley. So their defense as well. Went a little bit as Central's had their way. Right side, Landrum drives to the basket. She's fouled. Now she'll go to the free throw line.
Josie, a dream teamer in the volleyball season.
Arcadia Valley with a solid year.
Kimmy Wallen, a dream teamer as well. She was on the softball dream team as a freshman.
Landrum, free throw line. That's good.
It looked like it wasn't because the net hardly even moved at all. You could hardly tell.
Yeah. Such high arc. Seton trying to get set to check back into the ball game, and she will, as will Caitlin Holmes in favor of Wallen and Green.
Just you see Seton come back onto the floor, and you're thinking, oh, here comes double bonus. She has had her way inside.
Oh, yeah, she's been terrific tonight. No good on the second. Holmes gets the rebound, another board. Outlets to Aminette. No pressure from Arcadia Valley, under 5 minutes to go. Aminette out left, Thurston. Holds the ball high above her head, now gives it to Holmes. Holmes uses those elbows and that body a little bit, create a little space. Over to Belfield, bounces it over, now Seton. Seton, left-handed bounce pass to Aminette as they work the perimeter like they've done all night long. Aminette picks up her dribble, great defense, and it's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow will favor the Lady Rebels, though. Nice job there by Landrum.
AV can't catch a break.
To do it, she's gone.
And she's currently the highest scorer, so Central will operate without her. But they've done pretty phenomenally across the board.
Like you said, Seton's got 11. Aminette's got 11. Belfield with 7. As first free throw is up and good for Brockus. That is Jerrica Brockus at the line, 00.
I love the 00. I appreciate it.
00.
My favorite 00 of all time, Greg Ostertag.
Craig Ostertag, the former Utah Jazz center. Left side with it. Top of the key. Thurston. Back to the basket. Swings out left. There goes Belfield on the left baseline. She throws back right. Now working the free throw line is Seton. Goes to the left block. Kick out to Belfield. And a timeout taken by head coach Josh Mapes. The Park Hill Central Lady Rebels, 51-36, 3:51 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds here on J98 for the Girls' Championship of the Central Christmas Tournament.
Jason Hale here from Auto Centers Bonterre. Last month, I took in so many cars on trade. Now I'm buried in inventory. It's an inventory avalanche. There's cars everywhere. Which means right now, you could drive home a nicer, newer car for just $7 down. That's right. With approved credit, you could be in driver's heaven for just $7 down. Feeling snowed in by past credit mishaps? No big deal. My For the People credit approval process makes car buying easy and stress-free. It's an avalanche of approvals. So don't stay frozen in a car you hate. We want to clear the way so you can drive today for just $7 down. But hurry, we should have this cleaned up in a couple of weeks. And this deal won't last past the end of the month. I'm Jason Hale, your dealer for the people. Visit Auto Centers Bonterre today, 67 North. Just look for the frog or AutoCentersSouth.com. Call 358-1020, 358-1020.
This is 51-36, 3:48 to go. Skylar Aminette controls the basketball, goes right side, baseline, coast to coast, and it's swatted. No foul called on Josie Landrum on Aminette.
Dangerous play.
Yeah, so Aminette will go to the line. We'll take this time to thank some of our sponsors, Polite Ready Mix in Potosi, D&L Developers in Farmington, Fredericktown, R1 School District in Fredericktown, Munchkin Land Care in Park Hills, Valley R6 School District. First free throw attempt goes up and no good. So Aminette at the free throw line. Second free throw. That one rattles in. Skylar Aminette has got 12. 53-36 your score. 3:41 to go in the ball game. Katie Valley dribbles back with it and a little wild shot, but gets her own rebound that time and up
it's
and
a
in.
Glass pass.
Phelps, little glass pass. And foul call right there is going across the timeline, trying to put a little bit of pressure on it that time was Arcadia Valley. We'll see who it's officially on. It looks like it's going to be on Phelps.
Aminette went right at her, said no highlights on our floor.
No. Aminette back to the charity stripe. Double bonus, two shots now for her.
Awesome play by Phelps, though.
Rattles home for Aminette.
Realized she was in trouble down on the low block, threw it off glass to reset her dribble. Smart.
Yeah, was able to get the layup to fall. Central have a 16-point lead, 3:26 away from a fourth consecutive Park Hills Central Christmas Tournament Championship, now 55-38. That's going two for two from the line is Aminette.
And Central definitely in the driver's seat. AV lucky to sit in the back seat.
They're going to have to start getting hot from a place they haven't even been hot at all game long. That's the three-point land. Right side layup that time, no good by Landrum. Rebound to Aminette. Here comes Park Hills. Bounce pass in transition. Loose ball, but a foul called. No, travel. Travel called on Chloe Green.
5 minutes into the final frame, AV still trying to get a rebound.
They've struggled on the glass all night tonight. That ball anticipated by Belfield. Saved in bounds to Green, to Aminette. Aminette right side. Layup, and that is good. Skylar Aminette does a great job using her body to shield the defender. Put it off the glass and in for Aminette. She's got 16 to tie Holmes and Johnson for a game high.
Credit Belfield for tipping that away. And here go the
Johnson
Rebels again.
Johnson strips by Aminette left side, and she is fouled hard as she'll head to the free throw line for a couple of shots. Kinsey Phelps, nice foul there to make sure she doesn't get an easy basket.
I started to comment on Belfield's effort to tip that away, and before I could even finish my sentence, the Rebels were out on the run again. It's been like that from the start.
That pressure defense from those Park Hills Central guards been terrific all game long. Aminette in and out, did everything but go in. Whited comes into the ball game in favor of Jerrica Brockes. And another timeout here taken by Park Hills Central. It's a full timeout, 2:37 to go, 57-38. We'll take a 30-second timeout here on J98 here, the championship game of the Park Hills Christmas Central Tournament.
The Fredericktown School District is very, very proud of their students and their athletes. The district understands the hard work and the dedication put forth by its students and athletes alike. They proudly support each student and the athlete as they work hard towards their goals. They understand the hard work and the dedication it takes to be a successful team member. Good luck and best wishes to the Fredericktown Blackcats this season from the Fredericktown School District and administration, where the best part of the future is you.
Welcome you back in here as the Park Hills Lady Rebels lead it 57-38. They are in line, Greg, for their fourth consecutive girls championship of the Park Hills Central Christmas tournament here.
Yeah, and if you're just now tuning into the broadcast, it's been Central from the start of this one. All dominance down low, surprisingly.
Aminette, second free throw, up and in. 20-point ball game now. Yeah, Greg, 18-9, first quarter start, 33-20, your score at half, and we're now at 58-38, so it's just been a gradual increase for Park Hills.
This, the fourth quarter, just the second time Arcadia Valley scored double figures in a quarter. The other was 11. They've gone 9, 11, and 8 so far.
2:30 to go in this one. Arcadia Valley needs help fast. Phelps splits defenders, drives to the corner of the basket. Right side, that's no good on a wild shot air ball. Seaton with it, and she's fouled by Briar Johnson. She'll go to the free throw line for two shots.
That thing I said about when Brianna Seaton came in, you felt like the double bonus was coming?
Here it is.
So they've just had no answer
for
her.
Fourth foul for Briar Johnson. Seaton goes to the line trying to make this a 21-plus point game and try to get them even to 60, but misses the first free throw attempt. No good. Seaton's got 11 points tonight. Coming up next, the boys' championship, Farmington Knights. The 2 seed trying to upset the number one seeded Hillsboro Hawks. Other way, driving to the basket. That one no good. Landrum has it taken away from Aminette. Aminette back to the basket. Over to Seton as the Lady Rebels have forced so many turnovers tonight. Aminette dribbles it back out. And all the way over to the right side. Now as she has it stripped away by Whited, Belfield comes up with it, and then Aminette is pushed and fouled by Baracus with 2 minutes even to go in this one. And Park Hill Central up 58-38.
Well, I've got it for 17 total turnovers against Arcadia Valley, and for Central, 7.
17-7. That's the story of the game. Points off of turnovers. Been huge for Central to score in transition as Aminette rattles that free throw home. Whole host of substitutions for Arcadia Valley. As coming into the ball game for Arcadia Valley includes Cheyenne Portell. Haley Usher is into the ballgame. Whited stays into the ballgame. Number 10 comes into the game, Miranda Sturts. And rounding that out is Brittany Menley.
You know, the only other time this season that Arcadia Valley's been held less than 40 points was their only other loss, and that was the South Iron.
It was. They lost 43-30, now down 60-38 as Aminette hits the free throw. This will mark their worst loss of the season, just their second loss. Been a terrific start for them so far this year. Host of subs in for Park Hills Central. Chloe Green into the ballgame. Kimmy Wallen into the game as well. Peyton Bradley joined by Jessica Shockley as well. And Allison Nelson, the 5'7 junior. Right side shot that time. No good from Haley Usher. Rebounded by Park Hills Central. With it in the backcourt, Chloe Green. Minute 40 to play in this one. 60-38 game. Green drives to the basket. Has that knocked away and tipped. And AV has it, but stepped on the line out of bounds. It'll be Lady Rebels basketball.
And that's what we were talking about earlier. It doesn't really matter tonight which five are on the floor for Central. Not much has changed visually.
Not much at all. Near corner three, this time too strong, no good from Bradley. Loose ball on the floor, though, chased down by Park Hill Central and Chloe Green, and then she is pushed in the far corner. And we'll have two more free throws coming your way.
Second half rebound numbers, Arcadia Valley at 7, all 7 in the third. Central just got their 6th board in the fourth. They're dominating.
Just destroying a team that should be taller than them for the most part, but just the speed and quickness of Central and those turnovers you mentioned has led to a lot of transition baskets. Free throw attempt up and good that time from Chloe Green.
And pure at the free throw line so far.
Yeah. Been real, real pure from the line. Second free throw attempt is in. So Chloe Green hits them both. 62-38. Checking in the ball game. Avery Norris, the freshman, going to get some minutes here in a championship game. Dribbling. With it right side, near side with it now. Going to the basket. Back to it. Turnaround jumper by Usher. That's no good. Loose ball on the floor. Last touched by AV. It'll be Lady Rebels basketball with a minute 9 to play. 62-38. The Lady Rebels on their way to capturing their fourth consecutive. Bob Sechrist in the Central Christmas Tournament Championship.
And we've now seen all 13 Lady Rebels come onto the floor.
All 13 getting some minutes here on the floor. None of these 13 have experienced a loss in this tournament.
Ever.
Whether you're a senior or a freshman. Bounce it near corner. Three ball, nothing but net. Peyton Bradley, the senior, rattles it home.
Little cherry on top, an exclamation point, whatever you want to call it.
40 seconds to go. Bounce pass over to the right side. And loose ball knocked out of bounds. It'll remain, though, with AV. Coming in game for Central, Bailey George, 5'9", sophomore. She will check in for Peyton Bradley, who the senior checks out after knocking down a triple. Inbounding the basketball, that one goes to Brittany Menley. Now back into the hands of Portell. Cheyenne Portell dribbles, tries to split defenders, floats it in the lane, off back iron, no good. Long rebound to Central, outlet pass, driving all the way, Shockley, and that's a loose ball, knocked out of bounds by AV. It'll be Lady Rebels basketball underneath with 18 seconds to play.
Unreal scenario. You talk about Central about to win their fourth, the five out of the last 6 years for Arcadia Valley. Three out of the last 4 years, they finished second.
Just a remarkable run for these Lady Rebels. And then, of course, AV, the runners-up in this one. That's bounced out of bounds. Last touch by AV. It'll be Central ball 10.3 seconds. So the AV, as you mentioned, just can't quite get over the hump against this Central team.
Oh, they've had a battle all night.
5-4 and a standing ovation from the Lady Rebel faithful as they have captured their fourth championship in a row of the Bob Sechrist Park Hills Central Christmas Tournament, defending their own tournament. 65-38, your final score. We're back with post-game coverage for you coming up next here on J98.
Goggins Drilling Incorporated has been serving the Parkland and beyond for over a half a century, with a reputation for quality work that comes with over 50 years of satisfying their customers. They offer sales and service on all water pumps and are on the leading edge of ground source heating systems. Residential or commercial, call Goggins Drilling Incorporated for contract drilling at 431-2450. That's Goggins Drilling, when you want more than just a hole in the ground.
Real service from a real person. You get that and affordable rates from State Farm. Don't trust just anyone to insure your car. Trust good neighbor State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro. Cut rate car insurance may sound great, but are you really getting the protection and service that you need? With State Farm, you get an agent you can depend on and an insurance company you can trust. For real service from a real person, see State Farm agent Matt Woods in Hillsboro at 636-789-3532.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Been in a little trouble and need a little extra help? Norman Crumpecker, bail bond agent from Potosi, can help. Norman Crumpecker has an answering service and is available 24/7. You'll get fast service, be out and on your way, guaranteed. Call 573-436-9301 or 631-8161 anytime, day or night. Call Norman Crumpecker. He can set you free. That's bail bond agent Norman Crumpecker from Potosi.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Heather Ray with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of the insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. And it's right here at Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Visit www.mohi.org for a clinic near you.
65-38, your Park Hill Central Lady Rebels knock off the Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers for the fourth consecutive championship of their own tournament. They've done a great job defending this one. They have won five of the last six championships, finishing a runner-up to St. James back in 2012, head coach Josh Mapes now 4-0, as well as the seniors in this tournament championship game, undefeated as a whole. We'll break down some stats for you real quick, courtesy of State Farm agent Eric Schweiss, before we get ready to transition into the boys' basketball championship game between the number one seeded undefeated Hillsboro Hawks and the two seeded Farmington Knights. Leading scorers for Park Hills Central Lady Rebels, Skylar Aminette led the way with 18 points. Caitlin Holmes had 16 points and tons of offensive boards, 11 points for Seton, for three Rebels to score in double figures, seven for Belfield, three for Bradley, four for Callie Thurston, two for Wallen, and two for Green. Leading the way for the Lady Tigers, Briar Johnson had a nice night, 16 points for her, a point for Whited, a couple from Amoyce, two for Bacchus, or Brockus, Jason Brockus, and then eight for Phelps, six for Jerrica Brockus, and one for Josie Landrum. Taking a look at the rebounds, Arcadia Valley just 13 in the ballgame, 20 for the Lady Rebels, and that was a big tournament there, 20-13. And then turnover battle, that's where it was huge. 18 turnovers for Arcadia Valley, Greg, just 5 for Central.
Yeah, it's pretty one-sided there on the defensive side. Give Central a whole lot of credit. They earned that championship.
As the ovations arise between the two faithfuls, between Hillsboro and Farmington, we had a poll out there earlier on Twitter about which fans would come in packed based on that reception, Greg. What are you thinking?
I think we're going to have to find out.
I think so as well. It's going to be a nice start. We'll have that pregame coverage for you coming right up next. Greg Armbruster going to take over play-by-play duties. I'll serve as your color man as it's the Hillsboro Hawks taking on the Farmington Knights for the boys' championship here in the 61st annual Bob Sechrest Park Hill Central Christmas Tournament Championship.